This is KUT. We're going to start a series of stories today called The Buck Starts Here. KUT and our City Hall reporting partner, the Austin Monitor, are looking at things cities in Texas are required to do by the state but aren't given the money for. They're called unfunded mandates. And we're going to start at a place in Austin that might be familiar if you've ever gotten a parking or speeding ticket. You know those can be expensive, but the money goes to the city, right? Well, not exactly. KUT's Joy Diaz has more on what happens to the money you pay in fines at municipal court.
How much money do you think the city of Austin collects in fines? I spent some time outside the municipal court on 7th Street to get an idea.
Did you pay a ticket today?
My wife, yes.
How much did she pay?
$157.
Okay. Jesse B. Weatherton, on behalf of his wife, $157. Israel Cook.
Well, I paid a fine. It was $170.
Cesar Gonzalez.
Uno de 135 y uno de 175.
135 and 175. Aida Robles.
500.
Mariah Johnson.
It's $2,385.90.
I'm doing a story about how much money the city makes on tickets.
Millions.
Billions, you think?
Millions. I know I owe $1,900 on tickets.
If only it was billions, then we would have a different kind of problem, but a better problem than the one we have.
That is Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
We have about $3.5 to $4 million shortfall.
Wait, what? The city's municipal court doesn't make a profit out of the millions and millions of dollars it collects in fines? The court did collect $30 million last year. So what happened to the money? Why will Austin be close to $4 million in the red?
Because the state mandates what they get from that fee.
And not just from Austin, but from every municipality in Texas. In 2013, the state collected more than $400 million this way. It only spent about half of that money on things those fees are earmarked for, things that have nothing to do with municipal courts.
So the state is able to get a surplus that it can then put into its general fund to pay for other things. I wish the city were in that position.
Adler is not the only one questioning this dynamic. Janie Maselli Wood, a public defender in Houston, is fighting the state in court. She argues the fees are unconstitutional. Her rationale goes like this. Say you're driving in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, and you're going 40. You get a ticket, $145. From those $145, more than 100 go to cover court costs. Except, Maselli Wood says, they don't.
Within that consolidated court cost are 14 different fees.
Listen to what she's argued in court.
So I've challenged that because several of the fees do not go back to the court system, don't even go back towards the judiciary or any sort of concept of what we predict court costs will go for. For example, some are used for rehabilitation services. There's one for a juvenile justice program at Prairie View A&M that studied obesity.
So your court fee doesn't pay for the use of the courtroom, or for the court employees' salaries, or for photocopies. Your court costs could go in part to pay for a state-funded obesity study. There are other offenses in which the court fees are earmarked for things like roads. So, what to do? Maselli Wood says, first, be aware.
If people were aware of it, they could talk to their own legislators and say, look, why am I being charged this consolidated court cost when I got a traffic ticket and paid through the mail? It's basically just money taking by the state.
If Maselli Wood prevails in court, the state will have to stop taking that money. But how will Texas fund all the things it's been paying for with the $400 million-plus dollars it gets every year from municipal courts? Democrat Donna Howard is a state representative for Travis County.
Yeah, you know, we're challenged with that right now in that the governor has indicated that he wants to see tax cuts.
Both the House and the Senate have different proposals on how to do just that. What worries Howard is not so much the potential tax cuts, but rather the uncertainty of the future.
There is all this talk about further reducing the amount of revenue that's coming into the state coffers at the same time that our state is growing and needing to expand services.
Governor Greg Abbott's office declined to comment on the court fees, but more and more voices are speaking up against what some call a hidden tax. Whatever you call it, Remember that every time you pay a ticket, your local government isn't profiting, but your state is. Joy Diaz, KUT News.